Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the update, and we got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How's it going?
Oh, the only happy people here lately is frogs and fish.
I tell you what, I was reading an article where just south of Houston or the Houston area getting 10, 12 inches of rain. They, you know, this is a national disaster that people really don't seem to be paying much attention to. I don't, you know, a little bit of comment here and there in mainstream media, but it seems like they're kind of just pretending nothing's going on. What have you heard crop-wise down your way?
There are no crops unless they begin to grow rice.
Yeah, it's amazing. I wanted to make a comment about Julian Assange. You know, he's the one who revealed all kinds of stuff. And now reports are coming out that he was tortured, undoubtedly, and broken mentally. He did what he did because he thought people cared. Well, obviously they don't care very much because he's pretty much forgotten. Snowden is another one who thought people would care. They did not. Snowden's basically an exile. Bob Lazar, who revealed the UFO backwards engineering deal in Area 51. Alien contact, backwards engineering, because he said he thought people cared. And he said he was sorry that he ever got involved, because no one cared. When Obama was elected as president, they flew communist flags in Chicago. No one cared. Obama administration was totally lawless. No one really cared about that either. Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary in spite of knowing that only a few would care, but humanity as a whole would not care at all. When the earth is rocked to and fro and humanity is virtually wiped off the earth, payback will be that God does not care. That's my opening monologue. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I have to pretty much agree. All those people suffered because no one stood up to support them, even for all the work and digging and everything they suffered. You're right. Where's the outrage? Where's the cry for Julian Assange or Snowden? Even Trump, they mash him every day, you know, like in England. He wears his clothes funny, maybe, or they don't like his wife's hat. They are so brain-dead stupid, brain-dead stupid, media in America, that it just literally makes you sick, and no one cares. You hear the outcry of that trash? They might as well, everybody in America might as well subscribe to the National Enquirer. It'd be smarter.
I think you're right. And, you know, it really gets tough because when you try to tell people the truth, the real truth, it becomes very, very evident they don't want to hear it and they don't want anything to do with it. And, of course, if you're born into the land of the lie, which is what I call planet Earth matrix, the frequency matrix, you're born into a matrix where the lie is the truth, and the truth is the lie. And it's very, very hard to combat that because people grow up in this backward Lord's upside down frequency matrix, but they don't have a clue that they're actually living as dead people, according to the scriptures. Awake now. Arise from the dead, the Bible says. Remember when Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead. When this young man's father died, he wanted to go to the funeral. And Jesus said, let the dead bury their own dead. Come, follow me. Now, if somebody said that today, they'd be all but crucified. What kind of rudeness was that? Well, the Lord was trying to make a point that humanity is considered dead to the Creator God himself, actually. And he came down here to point that out. Nobody wanted to hear it. We're very much alive. What are you talking about? And so it goes. You have on your website a Hal Turner World News Alert. This possible truck bomb. Now, I guess they called that, I guess they found out that that wasn't true, right? What's the latest on that truck bomb situation?
Well, Hal Turner posted it when the intelligence coming into him indicated that it was being treated like a truck bomb. In other words, the FBI, ATF, fire, rescue, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They even evacuated 1,000 employees. Now, you know, he's posted on there that it was a false alarm. You know, that's all he's got. That's all he's probably going to get. But, you know, it makes me wonder, Stuart. I read, you know, in depth into the article that, of what they had, and it would be a reason for really going in there like it was, you know, something really a trouble, because
yes.
Who would park that truck like it was parked with no tags, no identification, no nothing at a place like where this happened, you know? I mean, this place was a military intel and operations center complex. I mean, you just don't do that. So it makes me wonder, Stuart, just my, you know, just my guessing and conspiratorial ways, could it have been a test run by those that would blow something up? Was they testing response?
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was wondering if perhaps this was a diversionary tactic to the real thing that they've already planted. And this would go along with Barry's other code about, does Gulftainer at Port Canaveral, Florida, constitute a threat? Because I've known that the Russian advanced technology, they use these containers to contain cruise missiles that can be launched right out of the container. And Barry said, I guess when he was younger, in his younger days, had to deal with some of the importing of containers and whatnot. Well, how in the world, and particularly if you've got people on the inside, which you would have, that are supposed to inspect these containers, and they somehow just sort of miss the one with the nuclear warheads, we'd be in a lot of trouble, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we would be like the Tom Clancy's Sum of All Fears.
Yeah, and that was, you know, it was interesting. That was kind of the same area. I think you said that one took place in, where was that? Baltimore.
The book, the location in the book was a little different, but both of them was in the Northeast, and the movie was, it took place in Baltimore.
Well, you know, what makes me wonder is the we're coming up on D-Day. In fact, we celebrate that tomorrow. It was a big, the Normandy invasion, a huge invasion. They called it Operation Overlord, and that's why I wrote what I did in my blog about Overlord. I don't think people really believe, Larry, that we do have an Overlord. His name is Satan. I don't think they really believe that. Or if they do, it's kind of a nebulous, well, you know, it's not a person at all with brains. It's just sort of a nebulous idea out there. And they don't understand that Satan truly is the overlord. He has his controllers here who are bringing bringing about Psalm 2 war. This is all about Psalm 2 war, and on we go. It just seems like it's never ending. What's this deal with Digital Armageddon? Source code for top U.S. antivirus makers reportedly stolen. All critical infrastructure is now vulnerable. The timing of this seems a little weird to me. A little, how do I say, dangerous. What's the latest there?
Well, basically that report said this week Symantec, McAfee, and Trend Micro antivirus providers were hacked and undisclosed to the public due to the sensitive nature of the event. So basically, nobody's being told, Stuart, about this taking of the source code. Now, if you run down Hal Turner's article, he's got a lot of data, and a lot of it seems to be linked up to Russian-backed individuals. And what's interesting is Steve Quayle posted it. You know, I posted it and just said unconfirmed. But I also forwarded it to Stan and Holly for their consideration, and they went ahead and posted the article. You can go to their website, standeo.com, and it's there. And they say they can't vet it particularly because some sources are saying, yes, it happened. Some sources are saying total denial. And then some are not answering the question, period. So they say this is such a situation that they can't vet it. But if it is involving, if according to what Hal Turner says, and this is, all, as a matter of fact, he indicates that all critical infrastructure in the West is at risk and vulnerable to attack. If that's true, you're not going to hear about it, Stuart.
No, they wouldn't tell anybody. You just would lose all your power or whatever. This might be connected to a fake EMP event. It could be. Sooner or later, we're going to lose power, and we're going to lose power. I can't imagine it going for more than 3 to 4 weeks because the Mark of the Beast system and everything else requires computer technology unless it's some form of thing we've never heard of before and no electrical power is required. But I can't imagine that because that's why they're trying to get everybody wired in, and all the kids, they're getting them wired in. They're teaching them all this digital stuff. Everybody's supposed to have an iPhone or this or that or smartphone. So all of that requires power. All of it probably requires satellite operations. So I can't imagine deep state deliberately knocking the power out for 2 or 3 years because they would have nothing to operate on to bring in their Mark of the Beast system. So, and I do remember Ken Peters, as his prophecy, he said he saw what happened after the taking of the church out. And he said that power went out worldwide, and probably related directly to the removal of the bride, which would be considered most likely, well, we know what the occult will say. People like Obama, they would simply say, well, that was the Lord removing all the defectives, getting them out of the way so that mankind could now, you know, rise to his highest level, which would tie in then to the arrival of the so-called aliens, the fallen ones. We know that. So all of this kind of ties together. And the timing of this is kind of interesting in view of that, because if this affects infrastructure, they could knock out the entire electrical grid, right?
Well, not only that, Stuart, you've got, you know, nuclear power plants that could be affected. You've got, you know, your water systems, your you know, emergency systems with hospitals, et cetera, et cetera. Really, and all the different states' emergency and emergency management organizations, and it'll affect everything. And so, you know, that's the interesting point is we are so vulnerable, Stuart. And listen, unless you're hating Trump right now, There's no other agenda. You don't have a Congress or you don't have a Supreme Court that gives a flip about the American citizen.
Yeah, they don't, and they proved it. And now we have, I know I posted on my blog the picture of the two-headed snake, where they pretend we have a two-party system when in reality it's a one-party, basically communistic system. And the Democrats and Republicans are all in this together. Now we're seeing that. They're stopping Trump from doing just about anything he wants to do. And I noticed that the imposing the tariffs on Mexico, I think, proves that money outweighs the safety of the American people. You know, the easy way to stop this whole thing, Larry, quit paying these people. Let's see. They get free transportation, free housing, free medical, free education, Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. Why don't we just stop all that? And they go home. The only reason they're here is for the money. Well, we know there's another reason. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there is a secondary reason that especially the Dems are doing it, and they're doing it with the Rhino Republicans' approval, and that is that this illegal immigration influx of thousands and thousands and thousands, and they're talking millions now, that One America News has investigated and said this is a plan of the Democrats to take 2020 away from Trump. This is their plan. These are their voters, their constituents they're bringing in.
Well, and the mere fact that you would even consider allowing an illegal alien who's a criminal, actually, why would you let them vote? I don't understand. I do from a communist point of view. It'd be great. Let them all vote, and then we'll win everything. But why are the American people just sitting back twiddling their thumbs? And they don't seem very, very concerned. Unless they're directly impacted by this, they don't seem concerned. And even, I think it was, New Mexico, where the governor more or less said, well, tough tooties if you don't like it. One of the towns there tried to say, hey, wait a minute, we're having thousands of these people dumped off in our town. We can't handle it. Stop this. She said, tough tooties. You don't like it? Too bad. Well, those kind of governors ought to be impeached immediately and thrown out of office. Not going to happen, but we're watching the end of the whole thing. America's imploding. It's just going down, and it's going down because the American people won't do anything to stop it. And I really do firmly believe that, you know, the American people are the ones going to be held accountable, not Obama, not Clinton, not any of these people. The American people are the ones that are going to get the hammer on the head, because in this country, they have a right to impeach, they have a right to throw out, they have a right for voter recalls. They can do anything they want, basically, in this country, and they're doing nothing. And because good men do nothing, evil triumphs, and this is exactly what's going on. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, Stuart, and that's one of the reasons that matter of fact, I'm just totally convinced, Stuart, and people don't have to agree with me, but I really do thank those that have sent me support so I can make this move to another location, because I feel, this is just a gut feeling, that I'm moving out of the way of something that's coming, and I would tell people across the country right now, God's people that has an ear to hear, those few, that remnant out there that listens to us, if you're in the right place and you feel like, you shouldn't move, don't. But if you feel like, if you've got an uneasy feeling and you feel like you need to move, now's the time, because I think the Lord is moving some of his people out of harm's way, if you will. I'll use that old term from a John Wayne movie. And the reason is, Stuart, I have been feeling something is coming. I mean, something is coming like a steamroller on this nation.
Yeah, we got a number of things in biblical prophecy that people have been shown by the Lord. They keep calling it an event. Nobody really knows what the event is, although now they're starting, from what I gather, they're narrowing this event down to some sort of a fiery trial of some sort, of which Trump will be eliminated, and Obama, who's waiting in the wings, will be brought back. And I think if Obama could become president today and we could have him legally, he'd already be elected, and Trump would already be out. My feeling is, like Ron Paul and some of these other guys tried to tell the American people, this is how you have to fix it. They didn't want to fix it. They don't want to fix it at all. So here we go. Okay, the Lord's saying you don't want to fix it. You don't want to be healed. Okay, here we go. Like Bob Dylan says, it might be the devil or it might be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. And I got a feeling that the American people are about to serve Satan. And they're not going to like what he does to them. There is something going on, though, and I wonder if this is related to somehow to a major event that you just mentioned. Quake swarm unleashes 400 tiny tremblers in Southern California. What does that mean? And then, well, just down below that, Hal Turner just posted it. First 240 quakes in 24 hours, and now back-to-back 4.3 quakes off San Diego. Are we getting ready for a big trembler out there, maybe? Just a heads up for you guys living out there.
Yeah, that friend of mine, Bill, that's a sensitive, he sent me an email few days ago and said that something big is coming. He seems to be able to feel deep underground earth movement and frequencies, and he said something's coming. Matter of fact, he lives out there in California. But, you know, I've been telling you, Stuart, that have you been watching the USGS map? There's almost nothing, Stuart, has been relieving pressure anywhere in this country. And I told you, something's got to be building because there's no release of pressure.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering with this, is very odd. Then it said California shaken by more than 80 earthquakes as Chile is hit by the largest quake in 12 years. Now, that was a little bit ago, but they said that that big trembler down there caused the entire nation to feel earthquakes all over. And I'd like to give everybody a warning here. We have his name is John Williams, and he's an expert economist. But I want to read you something from Lisa Haven because it verifies basically what John has said about what's coming. The global economic slowdown is really starting to accelerate. Just within the past few days, we have gotten more really awful global manufacturing numbers. The trade war has expanded to more nations. NASDAQ has officially entered correction territory. We have not witnessed this sort of global economic environment since the Great Recession. And if the economic chaos continues to escalate, it won't take too much to spark a brand new financial crisis. Of course, the global financial system is far more vulnerable than it was back in 2008. And so if we stay on the path that we are currently on, we will be facing a nightmare scenario very rapidly. I just wanted to give everybody a heads up. Get cash. If you don't have cash, you're going to need it. Yeah, they may confiscate it later on down the road, but you can use it to buy stuff, and if you haven't, I pity your families, guys, if you are poo-pooing this. I really do, because they're going to turn on you because you just sat there and said, I don't believe any of this. Well, you will. When you're going hungry, you'll believe it, and your family's also going to believe it, and they're going to turn to you and say, why didn't you do something? And that's going to happen all over. Now, noise, that ne'er-do-well lying, as most people would say, Native American shaman lady even gave some scenarios of that kind of thing that was going on in families, because these people poo-pooed everything and they wouldn't pay any attention to it. Anyway, what's your latest? We got a few more minutes and then we'll do something on Friday much bigger. What's going on?
Well, what's interesting too is headline that L.A. Marzulli just posted. You know, he's been looking into a lot of information, and he is now totally convinced. He says disclosure, and that we're talking UFOs, guys. Disclosure
yep.
has ramped up. He says get armed, get equipped, do your homework. And that, you know, with the Trump mania going on, we are not at all keeping up with the UFO activity that's going on in the ocean, in the skies, you know, underground. I mean, this stuff is really popping everywhere, and it's not even a subject anymore.
Yep. The arrival is very, very close at hand, folks. It's going to fool 99% of the human race. You don't want to be the part of that 99%. You want to be in the 1% range. This is going to be hell on earth when these people arrive. Stan Deo did a lot of research on that when he went back into Daniel and researched it out. There is going to be an arrival, and these entities are not going to be very pleasant to humanity. Not pleasant at all. And I know people are going to welcome them, but this is all a big deception. It's part of the strong delusion of Cephalonians. We'll get into that maybe again on Friday. Don't forget either that FEMA is doing a Fury, Shaken Fury 2019 about New Madrid. And with what's going on earthquake-wise, wouldn't surprise me a bit if New Madrid goes down the tubes. We're headed for trouble. We're already under severe judgment, folks, severe judgment. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why people can't figure that one out, but they don't. Anything else? Last word, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that there was a very strange UFO report over a city in China, and images were taken of it, and Coast to Coast AM and even some mainstream media posted it, and what it appears to be is a new Chinese hypersonic missile test in China. And the very next day after that test, Russia fired a new hypersonic missile. And today, Xi and Putin are meeting and working strategy. So people just need to be aware. This is not going away.
Well, wasn't it the prophet there? I can't think of his name right now. I'm getting old. My memory lapses. Bodea. Didn't he have a vision about how Putin and Xi got together? He didn't name them, but Russia and China got together to plot the takedown of the United States?
Yeah, that was, yes, he did, and that was also when they planned to take out our underground missiles and nuclear storage, and his name was Dmitry Dudeman.
Yes, that's right. Yep. Yep. So, wow, it kind of looks like we're on the precipice of disaster. And here we are coming up on T-Day, Disaster Day. And the Lord has given all kinds of warnings. I'll get into it Friday if we get by all this. There's a couple of visions here that are just horrific. And yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just going to mention, you talk about we're on the precipice, and guess what America's hooked on today and yesterday? They don't like the hat Melania Trump was wearing in England.
I got a feeling that the Lord doesn't like the hat that humanity's wearing right now either. So, I don't know, Lord. Larry, this thing isn't – humanity's gone insane. What else can you
yeah.
say about it?
Anyway,
oh, thanks a lot, folks, for listening, and we'll see you Friday night, the Lord willing. Take care. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll see you all Friday night. Good night.